All right, welcome to the Fit Vegan Podcast. I'm your show host, Maxim Seguin, and I'm the founder and CEO of Fit Vegan Coaching, a company that is on a mission to help 10,000 people get lean, thrive, and reduce their risk of chronic illnesses by 2033 and a million by 2050. I believe that having a fit, healthy body and mind is the foundation to living an incredible life, and this is what the show will give you if you choose to listen and implement. Enjoy the episode and have a great day. All right. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Fit Vegan Podcast. Today, we are joined by one of our Fit Vegan superstars, Shika. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Maxime. Thank you.
Good. Awesome. So I pronounced your name properly.
Yes.
Beautiful. I should have said doctor before, but Dr.
Shika. Nope, that's fine. I'm still your student.
Okay, beautiful. We'll talk about all of that today. So wanted to interview you because obviously you've made some great progression since you've been in the program. You're not done yet, but Coach Sarah and I had a conversation and thought it would be a great idea to have you on to kind of share some of the tools that you've learned, how this journey has been, and ultimately provide some value to the people listening.
Yeah.
All right. What got you to the place that made you want to start the program?
So, yeah, so I actually am over 50 years old, 51 years old. I've really never been a consistent exerciser in my whole life. So, you know, I always ate healthy, but fitness was not a part of my daily routine. I've exercised off and on here and there. You know, I've done some classes, some exercise programs on video and stuff like that. But I just, you know, started to realize I went through menopause and, you know, started to lose some muscle mass and just felt different, gained some belly fat, which a lot of women commonly gain during menopause. And then I see my parents and my in-laws getting older and they're really frail. So just, you know, just starts to hit you that, you know, I don't really want to be frail in my 70s and 80s like this. So I started to exercise. I actually started working with a personal trainer back over the summer, and it was great. So he really, really worked on my form, taught me how to exercise, use the machines, go to the gym, and I started enjoying it a lot. But then I think I was missing something. I said, you know what, my body's not transforming. And then I saw actually Dr. Marbus on Facebook or on one of her podcasts, I think. And she talked about your program. So I was very intrigued. I'm like, oh my God, a vegan coaching program? That is so interesting. So then I think I reached out to your program and that's how I got started on this journey because I really wanted to see more change in my body, more change in my fitness level and things like that.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And I think it's a common experience that people have. Personal training is great, but ultimately until the nutrition is combined with it, the body won't shift as much as we want it to shift. And, you know, I was going through kind of your stats and your photos before we jumped on, like you can tell your stomach is like getting tucked, like you can see a difference in your stomach and your side shots. So how has that been for you to kind of start to see your body shifting as you started exercising and kind of different structure of nutrition ultimately? Because I know you're already eating healthy before.
Yes, I was already eating healthy. Yes, it was very exciting. So the thing is with your program, it's so nice because you guys let us track everything, you know, with the pictures, as much as I hate taking those pictures of myself, but they're so helpful. And then also the measurements. So, you know, I haven't lost. I mean, I was always normal body mass index. I was normal body mass index when I started, but I've lost 5 pounds since I started with your program at the end of November. I have lost 2 inches on my waist, 2 inches on my thighs, not my thighs, sorry, my hips. And I think an inch or half an inch on my thighs as well. So that's like objective measurement. That really, I was like super excited when I saw that. So, you know, that's not something that I saw before ever.
So have you had to change some like clothing yet? Different clothing size yet?
No, I have. I have actually. I went shopping this past weekend. I squeezed myself into a size zero dress, which was a little tight, but I've never ever even tried a size zero before.
Yeah. Oh, beautiful. Yeah. Now it's just about making it fit fully and then that's going to be another beautiful milestone. Yeah, that's, you know, one of the side effects is you get to go shopping after.
So it's very exciting. That's not something I've ever seen before.
Yeah. And so, you know, what are some of the tools and strategies that were helpful for you this time that you think were the reason as to why your body was able to transform? Because again, just to kind of reiterate, you were physically active because you're working with the trainer and you were eating healthy as well.
Yeah. So I was eating healthy, but you know, I started this whole food plant-based lifestyle about 4 years ago. So I was, first of all, I was already healthy my whole life. And then I switched over to this 4 years ago. So I was even healthier. And initially I lost a lot of weight, but I think it was a lot of muscle mass too. Because I remember people looked at me and they said I looked like really skinny and not, you know, fit. So this time around, I think your meal plan, and you insisted when I did the discovery call with you, and I was like, no, I know how to cook. I know how to do all this. And you said, I really recommend you do our meal plan for at least 3 months. So I did that, and it's so helpful. And, you know, Coach Sarah's been working with me. So that was really helpful, the meal plan, the menu. And I don't follow it 100% because it's really hard in my lifestyle, but I follow it a lot. I've incorporated so many of your recipes, your protein shakes that you recommend with all the... And honestly, I've started to love my smoothies. I used to hate smoothies before.
Especially now when it's colder outside.
Yeah, drink a lot more water. The other thing that's really helped me is the check-ins. You know, Coach Sarah always sends me this link to the check-ins. And I see some of your other guests also say that. Because then it just makes you just think and reflect, what did I do good this week? What did I not do well? And, you know, some weeks my weight doesn't change at all. Like, it's the same. In fact, it goes maybe half a pound up. Then I get really frustrated. But then another week I've lost 2 pounds. So, and it's, I think, mostly all related to that meal plan. It's really, really related to the meal plan.
Yeah, for sure. And ultimately, the body will, you know, we can guide it towards the direction that we want. But hey, some weeks it will stay stable. And then some weeks it'll kind of compensate for the weeks where it was stable. And, you know, one thing I want to point out as well is, like you mentioned, you're not following instead of the meal plan 100%, but you're still able to see some changes, which just goes to show that when you start to at least change the structure of how you're eating, your body is still going to respond favorably to the outcome that you're trying to create.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I've stayed in their structure. You know, I've so many recipes for my dinners, my lunches. I pack my lunch. I do the meal preps. I'm a lot more disciplined in making my meals. You know, sometimes if you're hungry, you're like, even within the whole food plant-based, you can reach for unhealthier stuff. You can reach for a handful of nuts or, you know, like a big slice of white bread with hummus or something, and then it just messes up your calories. So the meal prep really
tremendously
helps. Yes.
especially when you have big hands, you know, you get, that's a lot of walnuts or cashews that you're grabbing. So how has your meal structure changed from how you were eating before till now? Do you notice a difference in the composition of, like, you know, the protein, the fruits, the veggies, and the grains?
Yeah, so I didn't pay any attention to my macros before. And I know you had told me, and Coach Sarah keeps telling me as well, that, you know, I really need to hit my protein goals, which I hit a lot of times, but not every time. But I'm eating a lot more good quality protein. I'm incorporating beans and tofu and lentils. I've started sprouting a lot more. So I've incorporated a lot more protein. I've still kept my fats low. Like, I don't use a lot of oil. And I'm eating good quality carbs. I have cut down on my portion size because I think my calorie goals, every time I enter the next phase, Coach Sarah gives me a new calorie goal. So I've gone down on my calorie goal. So once in a while, I like crave things. And then she's even talked me through how to identify if it's true hunger versus a craving. So it's been very, very helpful.
Yeah. So I'd love to ask you, like, how did your body change in terms of strength as you start to do some, you know, more consistent strength training? Because I know it's a big thing, right? As you kind of age, decreasing lean muscle mass, decreasing bone density. So I'm curious to see, like, what are the changes that you felt so far?
I have felt, and by the way, just, you know, I have actually a little bit of a knee injury, which is not related to you. I'd fallen a few years ago. And it swells up, but yet I've continued my strength training, and Coach Sarah has actually modified my workouts tremendously. And so does my personal trainer. He helps me out a lot. But so today, actually, the big win this morning, I went to the gym and I had this workout, which my personal trainer didn't even know. It's that band assisted pull up. And I have when I started, I have like zero upper body strength. Like I couldn't even do a knee push-up properly.
Yeah.
So now I'm able to do partial push-ups, you know, not on the knee. That's one thing, which is completely changed. And then I was able to do the full band assisted pull-up today on my own with the band, of course.
Yeah. But still, when I started that only removes a small percentage.
Pardon me?
That only removes a very small percentage. So that was pretty much all you.
Oh, really? I was so excited because initially my personal trainer helped me. He was like hoisting me up a little bit. And today he didn't assist me at all. He was just standing there and I could pull myself up fully. And so I was very excited, you know, just a small win, but very exciting for me.
Yeah, that's a huge accomplishment. Like I mentioned, that was pretty much all you lifting yourself. Because the band doesn't remove that much resistance from it, depending or if your trainer lifts you, right? When I do pull-ups with Ivy, I'm pretty much doing bicep curls, trying to lift her all to call the way up. So it depends how much you're getting help. But that's beautiful because I know that's a lot of people's goals to be able to like do a full push-up and be able to do some pull-ups. It's just one of those things when you have so much control over your body, you can just pull yourself up.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm curious, like obviously I mentioned earlier, you're a doctor as well. And as I was kind of doing research for our podcast, normally I just open up a member's profile and I kind of look at everything. But for you, I was like, she's probably done interviews at one point. And so I know you were on Chef AJ and you were teaching. I know you were at ACLM and you were doing a live there as well. So in the work that you do as a doctor, do you see a lot of things that you kind of promote or thing that you know are backed by science that you kind of see in the program that you've been able to implement into your life on a deeper level?
Yes. So I, as I told you before, that I actually started following the whole food plant-based lifestyle about 4 years ago. It was during COVID in 2020. And I started after I attended a conference online and it was very influenced by the speakers and the science and data. So I've been teaching this to my patients, pretty much, you know, 90% of the diseases I see these days are all lifestyle-based diseases. But with your program, I've actually now been able to very much better counsel my patients on the fitness part of it. Or, you know, even in the six pillars of lifestyle medicine that I became board certified in, number one pillar is nutrition. Number two is physical activity and training. So since I never strength trained myself, or wasn't into the fitness, I would just say, walk, you know, do whatever. And now I can like specifically guide people according to their body composition or their ability. So your program has even helped me with that. I've actually directed a lot of patients to your program too. I don't know if they've joined or not, but I definitely give them your website.
Oh, beautiful.
Yes. Yeah, so that has awesome. Helped a lot.
Yeah, so you're leading by example ultimately, right? By you going through it, you're better able to make recommendations because then you actually know what it feels like. Because you can feel the difference. If you go for a strength training session or you go for a walk is beneficial, but not in the same way that a strength training session would
bring. Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Have you gotten to the place yet where you're hooked on strength training? Where if you miss a workout, your day's kind of weird or your week is kind of weird? Or are you getting to that place?
I'm there. Actually, I was in December. My mom had, a medical condition. She lives in India, so I had to fly emergently. And I spent the Christmas week there. And I was so off. I'm like, oh my God, how am I going to do my workouts? So I took some resistance bands with me in the suitcase. Yeah. And then I used, and we have some dumbbells in my parents' house too. So I used some of those and I modified some of your workouts and I still did them. But I didn't have access to a gym in that just very short week over there. So yes, I felt very off.
Yeah, but it's good. You were adaptable ultimately, and you still found a way to make it work. Because a lot of people would have used that as an excuse. There's no gym. I don't have access to these things. Might as well not do them.
No, I wanted to work out.
Yeah, beautiful. And so in terms of, you know, working with Coach Sarah in the community and the group calls, I think you've been on a few group calls.
Yes.
Right. Since you start. Yeah. If you grew up, how are you finding those in terms of helping you on your journey? Again, and I want you to be completely blunt. Are they beneficial? Are they not beneficial? Like, I just want people to have a accurate
idea.
They
are beneficial. They're beneficial because I see other people's perspective. A lot of times I can't join the group calls because I'm at work or I'm just coming home from work. So I always want to join, but I'm not always able to because of the timing. But whenever I've joined, you know, once or twice, they were small enough groups that I was able to participate in the conversation. I think they were more helpful. And I felt like I got tips from other community members. I love your calls. I always watch them later on Facebook or, you know, in the app as well.
Yeah.
You know, some just like little pearls. I think you say them time and time again in different ways and they just stick in your head and that they really, you know, it kind of starts motivating you subconsciously. So I find them great. I can't join them all.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful. That's good to hear. That's why we record them, right? Because
yes.
You have people in different time zones and want to be able to make it work for everyone. So was there, you know, I always like to be upfront about how this journey is not perfect, right? Like life is going to happen. There's going to be circumstances that will cause you to go off track, not because you want to, but just because you have to kind of deal with certain things. So I know you traveling to India was definitely a big one, right? Kind of changing your schedule for nutrition and fitness. Was there any other moments throughout the journey so far that were like, hey, this is less than ideal, and how did you overcome them?
Of course. I mean, social events, gatherings, like we have a lot of friends, we go out. I have traveled. I went away for a weekend with a friend and my daughter. So of course there's so much access to rich food. So I wasn't able to do my meal plan fully, but I always stayed consistent. I stayed whole food plant-based. I mean, I'm already whole food plant-based, so that wasn't a problem. But of course, it was less than ideal. But it was 2 days. So as soon as I came back home, I got right back on the meal plan. I still worked out because wherever we went, there were hotels and I could use their gyms. What else has come up? I mean, that's pretty much it. Just the travel has come up. And I'm going to be traveling again to India in the next couple of weeks. So I'm already... my mind is already turning on how to stay consistent with the meal plan over there.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And I think that's the key for you and for everyone is just to be adaptable and do the best that you can with the tools and resources that you have available to you at that point. And to know, like you said, you have a weekend, you eat whole food plant-based, maybe, you know, the proportion or these things are kind of off, but when you come back, you just get back at it because there's no point in being like, oh my God, I threw away the whole weekend. Let me just wait until the next month to get back on track. That wouldn't make sense.
Oh no. No, I get back immediately.
Yeah. So I'm curious I've interviewed, obviously we've had a lot of doctors in the program throughout the years. I honestly think that since I started, well over 50 doctors that we've coached through the program. And I always like to ask them, you already mentioned that you notice a difference in how you make potentially fitness recommendations to your patients, but how does it feel to be in a position of leadership and for you to be fully walking the walk? Do you feel like that makes a difference in how you show up for your patients?
Absolutely. I that's why I said I couldn't counsel people on a lot of fitness things before. And it has really opened my eyes up because once you experience it, like, you know, I can even talk very specifically to patients about different exercises, or they'll say, oh, you know what, my shoulder is hurting, what should I do instead? Or my knee hurts, and I can guide them. And walking the walk, people have actually mentioned to me, like, you know, I would love to look like you. I haven't even fully done the transformation. And my patients will say, well, doctor, I'd love to look like you. You're so tiny, or, you know, you look fit. So that's exciting. And of course, I talk to them extensively about nutrition. The other thing that has changed is that I do recommend that people incorporate a lot of plant-based protein, which I wasn't doing. I was like, just eat whole food plant-based. So I do, especially my older patients. You know, I'm like, you know, I think you guys should eat a little bit more beans, try and get some tofu and some soy in your diet. So that's changed too, because I'm doing a lot more of it. So yes, I'm practicing it, and then I'm implementing that on my patients as well.
Yeah, that's beautiful. That makes me so happy. Those are beautiful recommendations. Because again, I love the whole food plant-based movement, but I think that in terms of health, it's great. But I think in terms of, as you age, that decrease in lean muscle mass needs to be compensated with, you know, a slightly higher amount of plant-based protein and some resistance training. Yes. I think it makes the world of a difference. As soon as you get into, you know, 50s, 60s, 70s, and kind of 80s, and even 90s, it makes the world of a difference. Yeah. So what's a goal that you're looking forward to reach, like physically? Is it you want to be able to do like a pull up unassisted, like 10 push ups? Like, do you have something like that? You're like, oh man, I wish I could do that.
That would be like a pull up unassisted and or a full push up, like full to the ground and up. That would be amazing. You're right. 10 push ups would be unbelievable. I thought I would join a 5K. My personal trainer encouraged me to do that, but I think it was too early. That was last month. So I didn't want to do that yet, but maybe over the summer, if my knee's better, I might do a 5K with either my daughter or somebody.
Yeah. And ultimately we can help you with that with Coach Sarah as well. But you know, if you have, for you and for people that have knee pain, like if you reduce the amount of weight that you're putting on the knee with that repetitive pounding on the ground, that makes a difference in not hurting the knee. And as you continue to strength train as well, you're going to strengthen those little tendons and ligaments and the muscles around the knee. So when you run, it's not, you know, it's not bone on bone, and it's not like, you know, the muscle will be able to remove some tension away from the bones.
Absolutely.
And it won't hurt as much. So yeah, it's a win-win for everyone when you lift some weights and you do your squats or your lunges.
Oh, totally. I'm not stopping. That knee pain isn't holding me back in any way.
Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. Is there an exercise that you completely hate now at this point? Because you probably tried a few different ones since we started.
I think I couldn't really get my, you know, the one, there's a lunge where you put one foot on the bench and one foot in front and then you do the lunges. I couldn't get my head around that. That was really hard for me. That was very hard. And then there was one on the sliders. I think that makes me very unstable. So I've done it without the sliders. But other than that, most of the exercises that you give me, I can do.
Yeah, so, good. Yeah,
those two exercises I didn't like.
Any form of lunges. Yeah, most form of lunges, like a split lunge, a back lunge, a reverse lunge, or a walking lunge, they all suck. They're all terrible. I'm with you on that. It's my least favorite exercise to do.
Yes, mine too.
Yeah, so I'd love to ask you, what are pieces of advice that you would share with people that are just starting their journey? So we have people that listen to the podcast that are obviously just like you that are in the program, or people that are beginning of the program, and people that are just not in the program, but they're on their own health journey. What are the piece of advice that you would share with them now being, you know, a few steps ahead and having been able to see those changes in your body?
Oh, yeah. I mean, for the program, I would advise just start it, do it, trust the process. Because, you know, initially when you told me, oh, you're going to see this and that, you're very excited, but you're a little skeptical. You're like, I don't know. It's never happened to me before, but it is. Yeah. And so trust the process, very exciting. If I can do it, the person who's never exercised, anybody can do it. Secondly, follow the meal plan. So, so important. It's extremely important to follow the meal plan. And thirdly, just general advice is that be a lifelong learner. I always love to learn new things. So, you know, I could say that I'm a physician, I'm lifestyle medicine certified and all that, but I learned so much from your program. It's never, you know, enough. You can always learn more from everybody. I actually learn from my patients too. They'll come tell me something and I'll say, oh yeah, this is a great idea. Or, so just learn, trust the process, get started. And one of your favorite quotes, which I love to quote, is consistency compounds. I love that.
Yeah.
If you're not consistent, it's not going to happen. I'm a very impatient person. I feel like, oh, I've worked out for 1 week. Now I need to see results. But this has taught me more patience, being consistent, keep doing it, and don't give up. It's going to really, really have good impact on your health, your body, even mental health.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah, that I think the consistency compounds combined with like management of expectation. Right. It's like when you're sure when you talk to your patients, like, hey, I recommend you eat whole food plant-based, but you're not going to drop 60 pounds in the next week. Right. Like it might take some time before you lose the weight. But if you continue to eat primarily whole food plant-based, it'll make the world of a difference. And again, I'm happy that you did the initial phase on your own where you went whole food plant-based and you lost a bunch of weight and you kind of saw the power of it. Mm-hmm. And now all we're doing is just refining it, right? That last little shift in body composition requires a different approach than the initial one. So I'm happy you're going through it because now you'll have like the full experience of a full transformation of like, I know what it's like to eat whole food plant-based and where it brought me. And I know what it's like to kind of tweak those last few things to get the final outcome that you want.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I have your meal plans right here, all printed, your Fit Vegan blueprints. These stay with me all the time.
Did you build yourself a little binder? I had some people show me they had like really thick binders of recipes.
Yeah, I've made like mini binders of everything.
Awesome.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. And I've taken notes on the back, all of it.
Awesome. You made me think I have to update that photo because I look young on that photo with my backwards hat. Yeah, and I don't have hair anymore, so I definitely need to update a few of those
shots. No, it looks great. I love the picture.
Yeah, thank you. Well, you know, for the people listening that are considering potentially, you know, starting this process like you have and that are in your shoes, right, that, you know, just are in their early 50s, they want to build more lean muscle, they want to think about the future, they want to either transition to eating whole food plant-based, but they're just ready to kind of do something. What is a piece of advice that you would share with them?
I would say just start, and everyone's different. For whole food plant-based, a lot of people are not ready to go all in immediately. You know, just start. Try it with one meal, two meals a week, maybe a day a week where you're eating whole food plant-based. Incorporate a lot more vegetables and beans in your diet, and just start the exercise. Even if you can, you know, not lift any, like I couldn't lift more than 4 pounds for a bicep curl before. Right. Today, this morning, my personal trainer gave me a 25-pound bar and I could do it. So it's going to work. It's going to have tremendous benefit. So just get started, even if it's in a small way, just get started.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And actually, I just want to point something out. You mentioned you have a personal trainer. So you do your workout. You do our workouts with your personal trainer, which is something that a lot of our members do. Because they do sometimes get a trainer that's not whole food plant-based or not vegan. And then they try to get nutritional advice from them. It's like, hey, at least eat eggs or at least have a little bit of whey protein. All right. So I think a bunch of people do that. A bunch of our clients is if they want a personal trainer in person, they'll just do our workouts with them. And that allows us to kind of monitor the whole thing. So I'm happy you're doing that as well. And Shika, I want to make sure I pronounce this properly. Massive thank you for jumping on the episode and taking the time. I'm happy that, you know, we have some power today and we're able to record. So I really appreciate it. And I look forward to meeting you in person, right? Either, I don't know if you're going to go back to ACLM or if you're going to do Plantrition, or are you going to be at NHA?
I have not been to NHA. That would be great to go to. I definitely plan to go to ACLM this year in Orlando.
Okay. Oh, it's in Orlando this year. Then I will definitely be there.
Yes, it's a nice warm place. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't Orlando last year. It was in Colorado, Denver. Right?
It was Denver. It was snowy. It was not great weather. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm happy I missed it. I'll go to the one in Orlando. It sounds a little bit better.
Yeah. That'll be much more fun.
Yeah. Looking forward to meeting you in person. I'll see you on some other group calls. And everyone else, thank you very much for listening to the episode, and we'll see you guys in the next one. Bye.
Take care. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the episode, be sure to rate the podcast as it helps us grow and spread our message. And if you know this will help and resonate with someone, be sure to send it their way so that they can have the opportunity to level up their life as well.